Step into a world where there's no one there.
All yeah, 1 2 1 2, and we're back again. So we're broadcasting live today. This is a special bonus episode that we're doing of American Riddle, and I am your host, Malcolm Riddle. You might even pick up some background noise because the kids are out today. We're broadcasting in front of the Alamo Draft House and Cinema Theater, I think. Cinema or theater, I can't see the sign, but new movie theater out here in Ashburn, VA, representing. And we're getting ready to go see Iron Man 3 in 3D. I got my main man, Balter, in front of me. What up?
That's my name.
That's right.
Not my name, but that's me.
And then we got a special guest today. My main man, my mellow, Jam Master Jay, a.k.a. Justin Riddle. Say something, Jay. Say something to the people. Say hello.
Hello.
Look at that.
Already.
So here we are. Brandon, my man, we're getting ready to go in and see Iron Man in 3D. Your thoughts before we start?
Robert Downey Jr.'s last movie ever, that's what they said.
Last movie?
Dead now.
Oh, let us hope not. I think it's going to be all right. I mean, I actually have no reservations for it, kind of going in with a clean slate, blank slate. What is it?
Have you seen the other two movies? Or?
No expectations. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. I can't get my words together with all the noise in the background. No, yeah, I do. I've seen them. I didn't care too much for the second one. What are you going to do, you know? It's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be
a little more epic scope for a story this time around. They're taking a story that's from the early 2000s, so this is not like any of the stuff that they've been doing before, which kind of existed for decades. This is a pretty new story that I think is a little more interesting, more sci-fi. And they're using the Mandarin as the main villain who... You know,
who's playing Mandarin?
You know what? I can't remember.
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley, that's right.
He played the guy that got shot. What was his name? Gandhi. Didn't Gandhi get capped?
He plays a lot of people that, you know, he doesn't really belong in, you know, racially to their groups. And the Mandarin is supposed to be Chinese, I believe. Or at least in the comics, he was Chinese.
He had
magical powers. He was like a Chinese wizard.
Yeah.
Basically, which is a big reason why supposedly there's a separate release for the Iron Man in Iron Man 3 in China that had to rewrite who the villain was. Like, so the dub or the sub is like makes him out to be somebody else, and the story's a little different.
Wow.
Yeah, because they didn't want to offend China.
Let us not do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we get a lot of cheddar from them.
I feel like they do that a lot recently. Like
they're kowtowing to China, huh?
Yeah, Red Dawn changed the entire plot of the movie.
To Koreans.
They changed it to Koreans. It was supposed to be the Chinese, the Red Chinese, the Chi-Coms. They changed it.
What's up with that?
I think they're afraid to, they think that a movie is going to offend them, basically. Like, they can't handle being the villains. When, like, you know,
they need...
I guess they make up all the Arab countries that are villains nowadays. So I guess they do the same thing for Arab countries.
Well, like I said, I have no expectations. I think I saw a featurette, a trailer on it, and I was like, eh, I remember the last one I was all hyped up to see, and, you know, it fell kind of flat with me, the whole Iron Man dancing and...
Mickey Rourke. It's not going to be good.
Well, I like Mickey Rourke, but...
Professionally ugly.
It just kind of fell flat to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're fun movies. It's fun to see, like, Iron Man. Anyone flying, I get a kick out of, but at the same time, it was kind of whack.
This looks good. I mean, and you got Don Cheadle, who apparently wants to have a bigger role in the Avengers movies they make. He wants to be a bigger part of it.
He's all around great actor, though.
And
Don Cheadle.
He just always wants to be involved. He doesn't care if it's not, like, sort of high art, like Ruffalo was always complaining about how the Avengers were not really a movie he would ever see, even though he acted in them.
Yeah. Cheadle, I mean, he brings something to the table.
Cheadle loves what he does. I like that.
He was good in Boogie Nights.
Even though, yeah, we can say again that. Tyrese Gibson.
Damn. What are you doing to us?
Terrence Howard, man.
Terrence Howard, baby. Why did you say that?
Terrence Howard, man. He got the Ryan to that whole deal.
Let's ask my man Justin. Justin, what do you think the movie's going to be like? What do you think? Do you think it's going to be awesome? Say something.
I think it's going to be what...
Think it's going to be good?
I hope it's going to be better than I expected.
What do you expect?
A lot of action.
A lot of action.
There you go.
Yeah, you heard it from him?
He's
going to do that. He's a regular broadcaster, huh? Maybe we can have you close out and say Domino. What do you think?
Oh, that's the thing that was said, yeah. I knew that.
No, it's not going to happen.
All right.
Get it on tape. They'll bring me up on charges. They'll have me on charges, and I'll be strung up in front of the court in the system.
I don't know if that's how the system still works. Stringing up.
In some parts of the country, it does. Believe it. What do you think? So back on track. Iron Man, Alamo, Draft House. Here we are.
Yeah, it's the opening day, technically.
I think so. Yeah, it's
because like, they had a soft opening at this place, but now this is the first day that they're open.
It looks good. I came by this morning just to take a look inside. They had an open house. A lot of people.
Sure, they didn't feel you up when you walked in with those.
Yeah, I didn't get it really. I got a quick chance in with the manager, but I didn't get the word in that I wanted. Plus, the layout's a little different because I plan on podcasting inside. Maybe if they had like a room or something, but you really can't. The setup's a little strange, so I was like,
"There's no lobby or anything."
There is, but it's short.
Okay. So it's not Fairfax Corner.
No, because Fairfax Corner has they throw birthday parties, and
they
I'm
got
sure
a full lobby and room and everything.
Well, I'm sure they have something like that here. I just didn't have the time or the patience to scope it out, and it was really busy because they must have had like a business open house or something going on, and so yeah. I poked in. I saw this outside area patio. Why not? We can do it outside. I don't think
it's nice. It's a little chilly.
It's a little chilly, but you've got your hoodie on, keeping it real, keeping it street, and I've got my dinner blazer on.
Yeah.
I just kind of jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what my son said. Look at you guys, think you're funny, huh? I got to keep it classy. And what else do I got? What else? I just came out, and I figured we could do one outside. I mean, listeners can be forgiving about the background noise, and also, that's right. I'd like to thank the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in, listening, and keep submitting your feedback. I get more emails and phone calls for the people that know my number, but feel free to follow me on Twitter, Malcolm Riddle on Twitter, and American Riddle on Facebook. And you can email me, too, if you email me any suggestions that you have at malcolm@malcolmriddle.com. And that's
your way to drop all your digits.
I think it's a good way to get our format and get our structure going and get stuff.
I should get out my name too then probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you have Twitter?
Why don't you be quiet for a second so I can.
What do you got? Go.
All right.
How dare
at
you?
Zombie Moses. That's the Twitter one. That's it.
Do you tweet?
No, I don't.
So you wanted that moment to give, but maybe this will encourage you.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it now.
I am surprised because lately I have seen you on the social media like Instagram.
I'm trying to get back in Instagram because a bunch of my friends just got on it through their Android.
I'm glad to see you on there because I do a lot of marketing on there. I haven't figured Instagram out yet.
I don't deal with the pictures of food. I don't deal with weird pictures of cats. I just take pictures of just weird shit that I see.
It's all weird. It's a strange environment, but I take an opportunity to hashtag like American Riddle, just hoping.
I can put a hashtag in there, yeah.
Hoping someone to see it out there, and a few people have, and they've responded, so that's why I address them. And all my stuff is tagged. It's Malcolm Riddle here, Malcolm Riddle there, and that's just how I bring it. I'm easy to find.
I gotcha. Most of my, if I do tweet, it's usually just to complain about food service somewhere. Maybe I'll tweet the rest.
Have you had some bad service lately?
No, not recently. People are afraid of my Twitter now.
They're afraid you might expose them for whom they are. Well, we're going to go in here. We're going to go in here because the I think they sell food here, do they?
Not. Oh, yeah. Have you not been to an Alamo before?
I've never been to an Alamo, but I've been to a Draft House. There's one in Arlington Cinema and Draft House.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of the same idea. I think this is a little higher quality, and this is like a chain now all over the country. It started in Austin, Texas, and they're pretty amazing. We have one in Winchester. That was the first Virginia one.
We got
one in Winchester.
Who's we?
Virginians.
Who's we?
Okay.
Who's we, motherfucker?
All right, I got you, man. No, I'll calm down.
Who's we?
What? I don't understand what's happening.
I'm just asking. You said we have one in Winchester.
Virginians.
Got you. Okay, thanks for clearing. I was just joking.
No, I know what you're trying to do. Yeah. White guilt doesn't work on me, man. Sorry.
What about guilt?
Regular guilt works on me very well. Jewish guilt.
Jewish guilt. Wow. What's the difference between Jewish guilt and white?
Well, white guilt is like a cultural thing. Like society makes you feel shitty for the way your ancestors act. White guilt. Jewish guilt is just your mom makes you feel guilty for not becoming a doctor. It's a lot more worldly, realistic kind of guilt.
Got you. Yeah. It weighs heavy on you.
Yeah, I feel bad for white guys, but you know, I feel much worse for some people.
There's nothing worse than the white man's burden. It ain't easy being white.
It's not, man. That's why 3-6 Mafia wrote that song about how hard it is to be white.
Did they write that?
No, they didn't.
Which one did they write?
They wrote how hard it is to be a pimp.
Pimping ain't easy.
Yeah.
Pimping, they won an Oscar.
They did.
Where are they now?
Well, I feel like we're off topic, but
that's all right.
I think they've just disappeared. I think they felt like they had to give it to him after they gave Eminem one, but Eminem deserved one and 3-6 Mafia didn't. It was a mistake.
Ah.
I want a retraction for that, and I want a retraction for my cousin Ernie.
Yeah, we can get back on track on Iron Man, but I always like a good pimp conversation. So I'm gonna put that in my mental notes for us to talk about on the next cast because I think pimping is a fun subject, you know, because they wear capes, so you know that's one of my favorite subjects.
I don't know if that's a fashion anymore.
We're gonna bring it back, but let's bring it back to superheroes. Speaking of capes, and Iron Man. So with Iron Man, we have the return of Robert Downey Jr. And I think you guys hear this jumbo jet coming over, so please pardon that.
We are by Dulles, sort of.
International Airport.
Yeah. Yeah. Not right by it, but I guess we're close enough. That's weird.
That's all right. That's just a sound effect. So, you know, it's flying over. It's actually not a promo for Flight starring Denzel Washington.
I've heard worse podcasts with people, like, shit going outside their bedroom window because they're recording on their computer.
Dogs barking and stuff like that.
These sirens, motorcycles, so I think we're okay.
Nah.
Part of the course for us.
So we got Robert Downey Jr., and this is the director from one of his films, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Right. Still, it's no longer Favreau. I guess he wasn't even involved in the second one except for just appearing.
I liked Elf.
You liked Elf?
He directed that, Favreau.
Favreau's done a lot of good stuff. He did Very Bad Things. You've seen that about the men at the bachelor party?
Yeah, that was good.
Good guy. I like him.
Yeah, he's clever. He did.
And he did Dinner for Five, which is one of the best film TV shows ever produced.
I think he also did a movie called Made with Vince Vaughn.
Yes, he did.
Awesome movie.
It's All Money, you know what I'm talking about?
No, actually that was Swingers.
I'm mixing up some movies.
Yeah, that was Swingers, but they did one with P. Diddy and who else? Vince Vaughn, the guy from Moon. The guy from Moon, the star of Moon.
No, I know what you're talking
about. You brought him up last time.
I did bring him up, but now I blank on names.
That's
all
right.
Man. My data retrieval is not working.
I can't remember his name either. I can see his
Sam
face.
Rockwell.
Yes.
He was also in Iron Man 2 as Mr. Hammer.
Yep, you're right.
Really good. That was probably the best performance in the movie.
Sam Rockwell was in Maid. Have you seen Maid? It is.
I guess I haven't. I was thinking of Swingers. Yeah.
It stars also Peter Falk. Yep, he played a little TV show named Columbo. Yeah, so...
Not the movie Columbo.
I've never seen the movie Columbo. No, but great film. I mean, Favreau's done some awesome stuff. I was happy that he wasn't doing this third installment. Because sometimes you just need a different perspective, I think.
I think he had some issues, too, because originally he was the one who was going to direct the Avengers, and he kind of got booted out a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I think he's just kind of done with Disney, at least for a while.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, this is the third installment, and it's... They're saying, I've read a couple articles, I try not to read too much into films that I go see, but they're saying this is like the best third part. I guess you can't call it the best sequel. Is it? Well, I guess you could call it a sequel, right?
It's a sequel to the second movie.
Yeah. They're saying it's the best sequel of any comic book movie. That's what a couple of critics have said.
Those words. Well, really? I mean, I have heard some pretty fantastic stuff about it.
But
so I'm excited.
There hasn't been any really good third parts of anything. I mean, there have been okay, good.
Like
Aliens 3 was horrible. That was David Fincher's first film. Yeah. I mean, I liked it, but as far as, like, you know, it being better than the second or the first, not quite. I mean, you can go back and say, who else?
Star Trek 3 kind of was pretty baller.
But not really, that's not a comic book movie, though.
Oh, comic book movie specifically. All right.
But as far as sequels, let's stay on that topic for a minute. As far as third part, Star Trek 3, that was what? The Search for Spock. That was good.
Got it, because you found out Spock wasn't dead. Oh, spoiler alert.
And you had Doc from Back to the Future playing a Klingon. Klingon.
A lot of famous people have played aliens on Star Trek. What's her name? Amy Judd.
Ah.
I believe she played a Bajoran in Next Generation.
I did not know that. That was my Johnny Carson. What else we got? Third part, Return of the Jedi, ROTJ. Not really the best of the series, but it was okay.
I mean, everybody agrees about Empire, but it was still so good.
I saw it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have. I could complain for hours and hours, but yes, I did.
The Jedi, as I call it.
Yes, and what else? Batman recently. Was it Dark Knight Rises? The third installment.
The more I watch that, I honestly just kind of giggle all the time at it now.
I didn't like it.
There's a lot of goofy things in that movie.
Yeah, I didn't care too much for it. It wasn't my favorite. But for some reason, like I said, I saw a featurette of this film, and Here Comes Another Jet, everyone. I probably don't even need to announce it.
No, it's probably pretty clear to everybody. Yeah. I'm sure these mics are picking that up.
It's pretty self-explanatory. What are you going to do? But like I said, I saw the featurette for this one, and something about it, the whole flying and catching the people as Air Force One, it came apart, and the suit, the magnetic suit, or I don't know if it's magnetic, but it could be off. Did you see that?
And that's what I was talking about before, the storyline from the early 2000s called Extremist. Is basically the idea is he comes up with this sort of organic metal suit, and I don't
organic.
Know if that's exactly what they're going to do, but it's sort of like a suit that's melded with his body.
So this has already been written.
This I don't remember exactly who wrote it, but I remember reading this when I was much, much younger, and it was just like 2003, 2004, maybe even 2005, like when this story came out in comic book form.
Yeah.
And it's really cool, and like there's like this woman who invents it, and it's like this plague, and I don't know exactly how they're going to run it in the theaters. They're probably going to change a lot and make it a little more interesting.
Doesn't this movie pick up after the Avengers, sometime after the Avengers story?
I think the timeline that they're always going to work with is that every movie is going to work in a timeline. They don't want to do like a thing where it gets confusing and you don't know when.
That's smart. But that's smart. I think Marvel's done a really good job of, I think you and I have talked about this offline of, maybe not you, I don't know. But I've talked about with people about how Marvel's done a good job of introducing these characters. Even though people have seen them in toy stores or comics, they've introduced them in the movies and cinema and put them out there and then built the Avengers, and now they're going off to introduce other characters, I believe, right now.
Oh, yeah. Actually, pretty big news that maybe not a lot of people have heard of yet, that Disney got the rights back to Daredevil.
Ben Affleck.
Fox dropped. No,
what?
God, no. That'll never happen again because Disney hasn't.
And Elektra. Elektra with Ben Affleck's wife. She's hot.
God, what's her name? Yeah.
Jennifer Gardner.
She's kind of a bitch. Though.
That's all right.
I've heard that.
They all are, but I mean, that's okay.
No, she was really good to Juno, too. She's a good actress overall. But, no, God, they'll stay far, far away from this film, I think. I'm sure they'll do a reboot and they'll sort of bring him into the Avengers fold. The Daredevil stuff, and I'm excited about that. I always thought he was a good character.
What about this other crew? The chick that's she was in James Cameron's movie. What was it? Avatar, and she's in Star Trek. She's supposed to play some Marvel character. Did you hear about this? Oh, I can't remember the name. It's like a group, and Iron Man is involved with these guys.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's them.
Yeah,
tell me about them.
This is a little more obscure, but I guess it'll be less obscure when all the kids are introduced to this group coming next summer or so. But basically, since the cosmic sort of comics in Marvel started like 60s or 70s or something like that, maybe in the 80s, this group named Guardians of the Galaxy made up of a bunch of dudes from the future who fought to save the galaxy, and one of them had Captain America's shield, but you weren't really sure how he got it. And then it was really cool, sort of weird cosmic story. I think it was done by Jim Starlin. It was like a classic cosmic guy. Wrote Captain Marvel and a bunch of other good ones. People can probably correct me if I'm wrong about Jim Starlin, though. But basically, they rewrote it in the 2000s with a talking raccoon, a talking tree, this big evil crazy dude named Drax the Destroyer, whose only purpose is to kill Thanos, who is...
Thanos,
the villain of the Avengers, next Avengers movie probably, or the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie maybe. I guess I don't know exactly what they're doing. And you have Iron Man, who's just made a member of the comics, so I guess they're gonna sort of do that whole thing.
That looks interesting.
And Pete Quill, who's Star-Lord, who's the leader of the team, who's this sort of badass human who wears all this cool armor and shit.
Star-Lord.
Peter Quill.
I like that name.
He's got a ship that talks, but I don't know how much they're going to... Some of it's a little weird for movies that might be stripped away.
That's just a cool... I wonder how they come up with these names.
Stan Lee came up with a bunch of them, but...
And does he reap the benefits from all this stuff that he's getting?
He was editor-in-chief for so long. He probably isn't that rich or well-off. Most of those comic guys from back then kind of got fucked, but...
He seems to be having a good time because he gets these cameos and all these appearances.
Right, he gets no money.
It's bittersweet.
He's a little nicer. There are some dudes that basically died without any recognition, like Jack Kirby, who essentially created Captain America and a lot of other amazing people that you would have heard of, like, in the comics.
And they just got eaten up by the machine.
Yep. Like, they got spit out. He went to go work for DC. DC didn't really give him much either, but he still created a bunch of amazing stuff. And
who else did he create outside of Captain America?
For Marvel, he did Captain America. I believe he did the Hulk. He was an artist.
Wow.
But he worked with Stan Lee and basically helped create all these characters. I think he also did romance comics, which was pretty amazing. I have a book of those that he did with...
I bet you do.
With Simon, who's another big creator. Yeah.
They're
actually good. Like, you know, he invented the romance genre, but he was this, like, 50 to 60-year-old, like, army veteran writing, like...
Well, I tell you what's cool is the fact that you seem to be a really well-versed historian of this, and... Those characters are part of, like Justin's life. They're part of, our lives.
They're the American pantheon. They're basically our mythology, man. That's why
you don't
like you're a philosopher.
And who would know their names? Who would know? Of course, we know Stan Lee, but everyone else,
it's
important.
Like, it's true. A lot of them go to history's dustpan.
Well, we're glad that you're here to hold that up and hold their name up. So, with that,
I think
we should probably go in and. We're going to go in and get our seats and get our concessions and maybe get searched, seized and searched. I don't know.
Well, not me. I don't know about me. But
I'm going to strap something on you without you knowing about it. And when you... Yeah. No. No. We only have recording equipment and iPhones with us. Right, Jay? Yes. He's very... he's a broadcaster. So, look. We're going to go in...
Can't get him to be quiet.
No. It is like father, like son. Let's go in. Folks, we will be back. We will give you a full report on what we think about the movie after. We'll do a pick up the podcast probably in about 2 hours or so. So, well, we'll see. So we'll see you guys in a bit. We're live. Back. Iron Man 3. So what'd you think, Jay?
It was pretty good.
Spoiler alerts now. Hopefully everybody's seen the movie.
Did you like it a lot?
Yeah. Did you like it a lot?
Yes.
What was your favorite part?
When all the Iron Man dudes ganged up on all the hot dudes.
Hell yeah.
Ah, the Iron Man dudes. So here we go. Just got out of Iron Man 3. Brandon, thoughts? Anything? Did you like it? Thumbs up, thumbs down. What'd you think?
I thought it was very good.
Oh, look at that.
It's definitely better than 2. I think we can all agree. Although, you can't pretend that Sam Rockwell wasn't awesome. My God, Guy Pearce. I love him in everything.
Sam Rockwell was in there?
No, I'm saying Sam Rockwell and the other one was a good one. Guy Pearce was just amazing.
Guy Pearce, you're right. Guy Pearce was on point. I thought it was very well done. I mean, again, me going into it, I've not read the comics. I don't know who Mandarin is. What was his name?
Mandarin.
Which,
who ended up being
it's like a buffet.
He was more like a red herring.
I think there's a restaurant we go to. Isn't it called Mandarin Buffet?
It's a generic Western term for Chinese people there.
Yeah.
I mean, we even use it to talk about one of their languages, like Mandarin Chinese.
A cool-looking film, I thought, in the whole. And again, we're broadcasting live at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema.
Yeah.
And we went in, saw the movie.
Theater, by the way.
I like the theater. I thought it was... Let's talk about the theater, okay?
I like the architecture. I know you said it's a little...
It's a little boxy. Yeah, very hotelish. Just feels like something out of the Roaring Twenties with the thick plush carpet.
It'll go well with Greg Gatsby then.
Yeah, and the food... I thought the food was good.
Okay.
I like the fact that they had Royale with cheese on the.
That was pretty cool. Like, I actually just got a popcorn and two beers, which I was pretty happy with.
Ah,
Chuck. Up, yeah, I got
some cold ones. Too. Hard days at work today, huh?
It's tough, you know. Actually, didn't work today, but they have DC Brow, which is a hard beer to find in Virginia. It's a brewery. It's like one of the only breweries in DC.
Well,
they had it here, and I was very happy about that.
One of the things I also noticed was, I think you'd have to be pretty youthful to work here because they were running and they were on their knees.
I couldn't tell who. One of the servers spilled something, and a couple of people were like, "Yep, I knew that was going to happen at some point."
Well, they were running. They'd be crouched down, and that would be hard on my knees. I think to run, crouched down, hunched over with the food. And they're looking for the numbers where everyone's at. And sometimes I had my feet out, so I was scared they were going to trip over my foot. But
felt very old era, like the service was pretty good for what they had.
I thought so, yeah, especially for opening weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think they did a good job. Yeah, yeah. No, I thought they did a great job. I made sure I asked my server's name. I think her name was Brianna or something like that. But
25% or something.
Yeah,
I felt like the most that I felt like I could be.
Well, we timed it. We had two Royales with cheese and, you know, some drinks. Justin had a delicious, what was it, chocolate peanut butter shake, right?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And, yeah, they delivered. I said, Jay, I was like, yo, they're going to come out within 20 minutes or so. And, like on clockwork, it was like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it was. I thought the service was fine. The theater was a little smaller than what I wanted because online, and buyer beware, if you come to the Alamo, be sure you pay attention where you pick your seats out because the internet was a little deceiving, or just maybe I wasn't reading it right, but it looked as though we had at least 5 to 10 rows back, but we were right up on the screen.
You got to be a little more careful.
Yeah, yeah. So
I knew where I was. You didn't seem to know.
I didn't. I did not have home turf advantage, so I didn't know the theater, and you know, but it still worked out. Our eyes adjusted. There's nothing wrong with sitting in the front row in a 3D movie.
I plan on seeing plenty more movies here.
Yeah.
Whether they be some old classics, they're showing.
Did you see that?
I'm down for that. Was it the last Starfighter? I think I saw when I was a little kid.
The Last Starfighter.
Yeah.
Wasn't that with Louis Gossett Jr.?
Listen, I haven't seen that since I was
The Last Starfighter.
Old,
with the lizard looking guys.
Yeah.
That's how they talked.
Yeah.
That's how they did. They brrr.
Yep.
That's it, right?
It's like a classic.
Really good movie. And what else in the theater that I liked? Pretty much everything. I mean, it flowed well. They had some very different opening credits, which were kind of weird.
I don't know if they'll do this for every movie, but it was cool the way they mashed up like little clips of stuff. It looked like they took it right from YouTube.
It looked like they even took it from VHS tapes. Do you remember the clips of Robert Downey Jr. singing?
What movie was that from?
I think there were
the first one where he was screaming into the mirror. I didn't know it.
That was bizarre. That was bizarre.
It's like hot.
Yeah.
I was like, he looks like he's like 19 or 20
years
old.
And what about Don Cheadle? What was he like?
That was a Funny or Die. I'd actually seen that before. It was like a spoof that a bunch of people made for Captain Planet.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was not the norm. You know, we see so many trailers in the beginning, like in Manassas, Woodbridge Golden Pond, baby.
You saw some classics that they do at all the Alamos, which is they play people's voice messages when they complain about the service.
Yeah, I like that.
And I love that.
I like that a lot.
And they've got a couple different ones. You can see some of them up online of recordings of people bitching.
The one that they played in our theater with the girl bitching at the end of it, I yelled out, "Oh, that was Reese Witherspoon." And I got a little I got a little applause.
Guys. You're one of those guys that yells during the movie to get a couple of chuckles.
Yeah, I got it. You know, I was testing out some new material.
That's how you're a movie theater stand-up comic.
I'm that guy. It was fun though. I got a couple.
That's gotta hurt. You scream that out during the movie. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Well, I yelled a couple of times in the movie. Did I not, Jay?
You did.
What did I do?
You like yelled when Iron Man got ran over by a truck. You're like,
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Well, technically he got run over. Technically not.
Is that how I yell? Do it again.
I don't want to make it sound too loud.
So, yeah, I think I liked it. I'm glad we came here. I'm glad we chose this venue, Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in Ashburn.
Wish it wasn't so far in the middle of nowhere, but still, you know, who knows. I know you're a little close out here.
No, I'm not actually. We live very far. I wish. Okay. But overall, the movie, I give it a thumbs up. I thought it was exciting. I thought it was suspenseful. Yeah. I really dug about it? The voiceover. Did they do that in the other ones? I can't remember. Robert Downey Jr. doing the voiceover, the narration.
The sort of frame that they did, yeah, where you open to close the movie.
Yeah. I like that.
They did not do that in the other ones.
I like
this
that.
This is pretty different. A lot of stuff was different. I could get into exactly what was different between the movies and the comics and everything, but I don't know if I'd bore you with the nerdiness of it all.
Give us a couple things that you noticed.
One, he doesn't have extremists in him. I thought that was a little weird. That was sort of part of the original extremist story, was that this woman makes it up. She puts it down on the world as like a... Or somehow somebody weaponizes it and gets turned into like a plague, and only a few people can survive it, and Iron Man's one of the people that his body doesn't give it back. And it wasn't a bomb or anything. It just would kill you, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think you exploded. You just went crazy and then died. And they seemed to take another story where Obadiah Stane's father turned everybody into a bomb. Very similar to this.
That's what they do. I think they just have creative freedoms
like
to kind of, yeah,
over a bunch,
yeah,
of different comic stories.
Yeah, they do that.
Which I dug, because it worked really well. And they found out a way to make it funny, and, oh, this is definitely much funnier than when Favreau did it. They tried to make it a little more like the Joss Whedon Avengers.
So Favreau, looks like he put on a couple pounds since the last we saw him, huh?
Well, you know, he's not doing movies where he has to play a boxer anymore, so.
My gosh.
I don't remember the name of that movie, but you remember there's a Favreau movie where he was a boxer?
That was made.
Was that made?
That was...
Damn, that's why I remember that. Hey, cut the beginning of this whole podcast out.
That was made.
Yeah. I see made.
He doesn't remember made, but...
I saw it on HBO a long
time. Yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
It's not a new movie.
No, definitely not. But it's one of my favorites.
Favreau must have been very young because he had like a six-pack.
Well, he might have had a 12-pack, but he was in better shape than in here. He looks like he's been living well.
Speaking of six-packs, you know where I'm going with this?
Where?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yes.
You know what? I'm going to put my vote in for People's Magazine Sexiest Person, because I didn't know.
She was a badass.
How cut she was.
She's already skinny. Let's be honest.
Who cares?
She's skinny. Really skinny.
I'm not down with the skinny ladies. I don't know about you, but I need somebody to, have some tone.
Yeah, you like tone?
Have some meat or something.
Understood.
Saying,
I thought she looked good, and I thought she pulling off an action hero really well,
yeah,
saving the day.
Marvel is kicking ass with strong female leads, and I don't know who told them to, quit the Hollywood misogyny, but they're doing it on their own.
They're comics. Again, I haven't read many of them, but
comics are not very nice to the women.
No?
Like, Marvel's better.
I'm talking about maybe... The way they draw them, they're pretty hot and pretty sexy.
Exactly.
Back to
okay.
The six pack.
No, my point was that she was a strong character.
I thought so too.
She had a strong role.
Yeah, she
and
did.
If you think back to like Black Widow,
yeah,
and some of the other females that have been in the Marvel movies, they've been good.
She's good
really
though,
good.
But she's generally really a good actress.
Yeah,
I mean, she does a good job.
Look at Hollywood and see like a pattern of just sort of weak willed women who need to be saved. I thought this was a lot better. All right, maybe you know what. Let's get my liberal, bleeding heart liberal hat off for a second. What did you think?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And she's great to watch.
Man's not allowed to compliment strong women anymore.
No, we need them. The world needs the world needs more strong women. God knows. I think I do. I stand behind your statement. What you say?
Like strong women, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I agree with you. I don't even know how to even come at that one.
Just being Obama.
Yeah, your boy.
There we go.
Let's get back on track. So we both agree. I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah, it was good. Three thumbs up.
Tony Stark battling anxiety issues, having issues. They brought up the Avengers quite a bit in the movie, referenced.
I liked Favreau's character had a mullet in the 90s, and I thought that.
Yeah.
There's a lot about the 90s that I liked. Guy Pearce in the 90s was very cool. He was super ugly.
I thought that was some excellent casting.
He's a character actor.
Done. I mean, it goes back to Memento. It was a phenomenal movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, he just delivers. He never disappoints. I mean, I can't think of...
Priscilla, Queen of the... Was it Queen of the Desert?
he
played a cross-dresser.
I didn't see that
you
one.
Seen
no, I haven't seen that
okay.
one. We'll have to look into that.
That's
one.
A good one. Maybe not for children. I don't know about that.
I'll take your word for it. I'll be the judge of that.
All right. It's about... found a lot of transvestite fun in the desert.
Wow.
You know how it is.
No, actually, I don't, okay. But I'll take your word for it. But he was also in a... It didn't get... It got panned by critics, the Time Traveler movie. What was it called? Where he went back in time, The Time Machine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there have been a lot of iterations of that, though, so it's tough. It's really tough to do that kind of thing. It's such a classic.
Well...
Just like The Great Gatsby, I think. I don't know how you do those movies.
But it goes back to what I'm saying. He is so good.
Yeah.
He's just great to watch, even in a movie that doesn't do well, I think.
The fake Alien sequel. He was really good in that, even if the movie was kind of bleh.
Oh, yeah. It was Prometheus. But he's in it. He delivers.
Yes, he delivers no matter what he does. He's a guy who you can put in anything, and I think that's why he's getting like a pretty decent amount of work nowadays.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Who's just sort of born to play
football. Yeah.
Like, I can't... It's sort of hard for me to think that they could ever do another Iron Man movie without him involved.
And I have to say, I really like watching Robert Downey Jr. I enjoy him so much just because of the road that he was on, much like Lindsay Lohan, much like a lot of other celebrities that have gone down a certain path with alcohol and drugs. And he hit rock bottom, though. Downey Jr. hit rock bottom.
Everybody basically wrote him off as a druggy, you know, teen actor who can't do shit.
Oh, he was in Death Pools. He was in Death Pools. They wrote him off at one time that he was not going to live. He was doing doing a lot of drugs, Justin.
He was going down the Phoenix River route.
Yeah, he was. River Phoenix. Well, River Phoenix was, unless you were inside that circle, his was kind of out of the blue from the public because that was before YouTube, before you know Twitter and all that.
Depp,
you didn't know he was in a movie. Did you see Johnny Depp? Little cameo. You didn't see him at Man's Chinese Theater. A little picture of him, right up there. Well, it's a camera. You know.
Just like pointing out some of the stars on the walk and saying, you see the cameo for Kristen Stewart?
It was a picture of him. I noticed him. You know, I'm a big Johnny Depp.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't. Gilbert Grape.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was in. What else was he in? It was really good.
Not in a lot of other stuff.
He was in.
I wonder why he doesn't get more work. It's
what do you mean he wasn't in a lot of good stuff?
I'm just kidding.
He was in Nick of Time. Awesome classic movie.
Oh, yeah. He was also in one of those Spy Kid movies, wasn't he? Yeah, let's just keep naming that stuff.
Overall, I thought the casting was great. I thought Don Cheadle delivered. Looks like he's been lifting a little weights.
Oh, no, I think he is. He's bringing it because he really does want to be involved. I mentioned that earlier. He wants to be a part of this franchise.
He wants to be part of the universe.
Yeah. I think he wants a War Machine movie. I think he does. And I wouldn't put a path in to do one eventually.
That'd be awesome.
I think they could do that. Like, they want to do a Hawkeye movie, and I think they could pull off a
Hawkeye
movie. Yeah.
Hawkeye was done. He was played by, what's the guy's name? He was in The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Dang, now I can't think of it. And he was also in the not that great newest Bourne Identity.
I didn't see it, and I really have no desire to see it.
It was like, clearly, you could tell it was made in like 6 months, like written and produced in 6 months.
Well, obviously,
let's not talk about that.
Obviously, the cold air is getting to Brandon, and he can't seem to remember a lot of names tonight.
Well, and I couldn't remember it earlier. I'm just a little fatigued.
It's late.
Yeah.
You had a couple beers, too.
Yeah, I had a couple DC brows.
Well, we can wrap it up. I mean, I think that tonight was.
That all we wanted to mention? Yeah.
What do you have?
I mean, I don't know if you had anything. I feel like I've talked a lot.
No, not at all. I enjoyed the movie.
Doug? We can wrap it up like just naming our favorite scenes.
I liked this. I don't know. I think I liked everything about it. I liked one that stands out. I like when he's making, you know, how technical he was, and some of the touching, like, you know, me being a parent, him bonding with the little sidekick.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I thought
the white version of Short Round.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Was that what you were thinking? That's what I thought.
Version of Short Round. A Short Round was from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. For you, those of you that don't know the reference.
I want him to say Dr. Jones.
Dr.
Jones.
That's right.
That's what he called
Fortune and Glory. Fortune and Glory, kid. Fortune and Glory. Those are Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom references were spitting out. I thought he kind of reminded me of like a, you know, a protege a la Robin from Batman and Robin or something like that.
Definitely. Which there really isn't anything close to that in Iron Man, so I dug that they sort of, they did it and it didn't feel forced.
And I like the attitude. I like Downey Jr.'s attitude towards him.
Like,
yeah.
Kid, quit being a pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That stuff like.
Because like Spider-Man might say something, but Iron Man would be a dick about it.
Yeah. What did you think about that, Justin? Any words?
Anything?
Nothing. Justin has nothing. He's watching us work, watching us go back and forth. He said it was cool. He's watching us earlier. He goes, yeah, I think he wants to get involved and maybe get him a little recorder.
Show business. Can't tell him to do it.
We can get him in like my last interview with That Reporter Kid Speaks. Did you listen to that podcast yet?
I didn't make it. You told me it wound up pretty bad. So
yeah. I didn't say it wound
you
up bad.
I didn't. No,
I said that there was a bit of a delay Skype, so
it was
back
it
and
out.
Forth. Yeah. But overall, I'm, and I'll talk about this if we do the cast tomorrow. I'll talk more about that interview because I think that kid is sharp as a tack to be as young as he is, and he's. I talked about this on the podcast last time. He is the future, and we need more people like yourself and Justin and Cassius Morris to be out there and working towards something that's more creative, especially a creative. Medium like connecting with people from could be music, could be comics, could be movies, could be everyday stuff. I like that stuff. Other things as far as the movie goes.
Ben Kingsley, I have to say that.
I thought he was great.
I really dug the whole.
You weren't a fan going into it, were you? You had some hang-ups about it.
I was worried because of who they got to play the Mandarin. I had a lot of hang-ups about that villain. I'm not a big Iron Man fan. I just was worried. And they did it. They pulled it off. I don't want to spoil anymore because I feel like we spoiled a lot already. If anybody
we mentioned like a couple bits, but I don't think we've gone into it too deep.
The Mandarin stuff, very, very well done. I dug it. That was my favorite scene was when Iron Man first confronts the Mandarin. I dug that.
Yeah, I thought, casting, I can't say it enough. And I think I've said it before when we've talked about movies. Casting. It's the meat and potatoes. You gotta pick them.
Marvel Studios has it down. It's a science for them at this point. Like they know, they seem to listen to fans. They always get it right now.
Downey Jr. I can't say it enough though. He embodies Tony Stark. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I'm sure there's someone out there that could play him. Maybe you know. I mean, who would you pick to succeed?
I think it's tough. I think somebody like Ryan Reynolds, but he's getting cast for a lot of superheroes. I think he's got that fast.
You know who could play him?
I bet you
Josh Brolin could play Tony Stark.
Josh Brolin's tried a superhero movie before.
What did he play? Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Very bad. Mastodon did the music, so the music was good, but.
Yeah, but I can see Brolin. Brolin's got the range and the depth to play an older.
Brolin was scary, but Megan Fox basically ruined the movie.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Which, be excited for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. She plays April O'Neil.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's like a main character for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know this? Do you know this person, Justin? No. I don't know this person.
Well, he'll see it. Everybody will enjoy it, I'm sure. It'll be fun.
So.
Oh,
we just
this.
Yeah, we see some people walking by that we know. Hey, it's Garrett. Come back and sing a tune.
Get on the American Riddle. I guess he
does. Just saw some friends of ours. We're recording this outside, so we're seeing people come in and people are watching us as we record, and it's pretty interesting. So, anyway, guys, yeah, we got a crew coming over.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what happens. Maybe should we wrap it up or should we let them see what they're talking about?
I think we're done. I mean, they don't have anything else to add.
No.
Let's just get out of here.
Well, then thank you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode. I'm going to put it up tomorrow, Saturday, and let you guys listen to it over the weekend. It's a couple spoilers, but I don't think we spilled the beans too much.
I said spoiler alert. You know, you pussies better have listened to it already.
You heard it. And Justin, cover your ears because I got to sign off. All right. So you guys, thanks for listening. And I will see you guys probably on Monday. So with that, domino, motherfucker.
Now greetings to the world. Vice of the one big gangzilla alongside Skrillex. Symphono. Ooh-wee. Ow. We must up.
the place, turn up the bass and make them all have fun. How we a blaze the fire, make it fun. Them we mash up the place, turn up the bass and make some sound, boy run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday. We mash up the place, turn up the bass and make them all have fun. Skrillex a blaze the fire, make it fun. Them we mash up the place, turn up the bass and make some sound, boy run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday.